Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on TJ McCoy. TJ is a starting offensive lineman for the Louisville Cardinals and looks to play a huge role for them in the upcoming season. TJ, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
To start, TJ, what went into your decision to play a fifth year at Louisville?
You know, After last year, I had an injury that just sidelined me at Florida. And just going into my last year, I wanted to go to a school that I was able to get my master's degree at and that had a good master's program. Also, just a good coaching staff. And I was just looking for a new fit. And Coach Ledford and Coach Satterfield, two great coaches. They both had a lot of success. Coach Ledford, offensive line coach, he just coached Garrett Bradbury, who just got drafted 18th overall to the Vikings. He's a center. So that just had a very big impact on me on choosing the school and also coming here and just bringing winning back to the University of Louisville. Then you've got a great tradition, and me and all the players at Louisville look forward to bringing that back to the fans and to the city.
TJ, you are a transfer. Coming in, what do you think you will add to Louisville football?
Just experience. At Florida, we played in two SEC championships, and we won the East 2 years in a row. So just bringing experience and bringing that veteran presence, and also just competing. I just feel like what happened last year, the coaches said they didn't compete a lot. And, you know, first day going to camp coming this Saturday, we're just going to compete and get after it. So that's what I believe I'll bring to the team.
I know you haven't been there a long time, but have you had any interactions with Coach Scott Satterfield? And can you tell us a little bit about what you've thought of him so far?
Man, great dude. When I came on my visit up here, he was just a great dude, humble dude. He's a player's coach. Today we went paintballing. He was paintballing with us. So he's a hard-nosed coach. He's very intense, but off the field and just talking with you, he's a great guy and a great father figure to people who don't have dads and just a great man overall.
TJ, in your opinion, what does Louisville have to do this year to win the ACC?
You just got to take it one game at a time. I mean, the record that we had last year, you know, it speaks for itself. So I believe we just got to take it one game at a time, just compete our butts off, and hopefully we come out on top each and every game. Every game is a big game, and we have to just take it one game at a time. So right now our main focus is to compete, get better, and practice every day, and get ready for Notre Dame.
And with that in mind, going into your fifth year, you've had a lot of experience, as we've touched on. What did you work on specifically in the offseason in order to improve your game?
I mean, Coach Ledford, unlike any coach I ever had, I've literally learned a lot from him. So just working on my balance as an offensive lineman, working on my quickness, really just getting my pass pro right. He's been taking us through a lot of drills from the OLP. Lee Charles Bentley from his drill. So he's been teaching us a lot of those things and really just taking our game to the next level. So those are the things I believe I worked on this summer. And I can't wait to put them in action and camp in the season.
What is your initial reaction when the ball is hiked?
My initial reaction is we got to go. Just quickness. Like, you know, your heart is beating fast before you snap the ball. And as soon as you snap the ball, I'm looking, if it's a pass play, I'm looking for the who we're sliding to. If it's a run play, I'm looking to get my hands inside, landmark. There's a million things I'm thinking once I snap that ball.
And being that you're on the offensive line, there's a lot of initial reactions that you guys have to make, but you played all three positions, tackle, guard, and center. How difficult is it transitioning between the three, and do you have one that you prefer?
I mean, like, I played in high school, I played tackle, guard, and center, but if I were to prefer one, I probably would say center. I would say center because He's the quarterback of the offensive line, the leader of the offensive line. And I just believe that he's the motivator. So I feel always proud of myself and having a great attitude and really just getting people ready to go. So that's why I take pride in my job and doing that, being the center, making the calls, making sure everybody's on the same page. That's what I prefer. It might be the hardest position on the offensive line, but that's what I prefer.
How was the transition from playing in high school to playing in college, you know, like the speed of the game?
The speed of the game, yes, but also just the competition and the talent level. In high school, you know, if you're probably one of the biggest kids in on your team or even in your state or your county, but when you go to college, everybody's on that same level. So what makes the level from transitioning to college to the pros is the people who work on the little things, the technique, the film. It's just a lot of things that change from going to high school to college.
And TJ, what was the recruiting process for you like out of high school? And what went into your decision to choose NC State?
Man, my recruiting process was a little crazy. I wasn't like every other recruit. I wasn't a five-star. I didn't get an offer until my senior year. And NC State at that time was the best school for me. Me and my parents talked about it, and they thought it's in a great conference in the ACC. And we really just enjoyed Coach Dave Dorian. I've always loved him, had a great relationship with him, even when I decided to go back home because my dad was sick. But Dave Dorian took a chance on me, a three-star center out of Florida, and he gave me opportunity to play in the ACC.
Throughout your college football career, what has been the toughest defense that you have had to face?
I mean, number one defense I probably had to say would be Alabama. Nick Saban, he always has those guys ready to go. Great defensive guru, you know. Great athletes, man. They don't make any mistakes. They play that odd. They play that four down. And everybody does their job. And that's the one thing I would say is tough. It's not really a lot of the guys just playing football. And they got great football players, and they know their assignment.
And since we're on the topic of the SEC, after attending NC State, you transferred to Florida. What went into your decision to switch schools during your collegiate career and go to Florida?
Well, at the time when I went to NC State, I early enrolled there. And, you know, my dad had cancer all throughout my high school career. And I was believing that cancer was gone when I went to college. But I came home for summer break, and I went into my dad's room, and he was just throwing. I'm like, man, I'll ask my mom, what's wrong with Dad? And she began to break down, and she's like, he's still sick. And I'm like, how come you didn't tell me? So I just said, man, I'm just dropping out of school. I gotta go home, help my mom, help my parents, because my brother was still in high school, my sister was in the service, and I just really wanted to get my education and just help my mom take care of my dad. So, but Coach McElwain, he actually contacted me, and he said, man, I like your film, I like what you do, and I want you to come to Florida. So that's what made the decision to me coming to Florida.
TJ, what are your career aspirations after football?
I mean, my career aspirations after football is just to be a community activist, to be a business owner. I love kids. I love people with disabilities. And I just love helping out. So I actually have a foundation that's called EYP. It stands for Empowering Young People. And what we do in our foundation, we just motivate kids. We let them know that everything is possible. And also, I buy 4 football tickets to every home game. So each home game at Louisville, I'll be giving out 4 home tickets to kids and their families. So that's what I would like to do after football, is just have a group home with kids, and also have a facility that works with mental health and people with disabilities.
And with this, we know, TJ, you've had 4 years of collegiate career, and now you're going into your 5th year. What did you end up majoring in college, and how has that impacted as well as kind of what you wanted to go into after football?
Well, at UF, I got my bachelor's in family, youth, and community sciences. I mean, I'm sure nobody's ever heard of that major, but it is a major. So that's what made my decision on wanting to go help kids and help people with mental health and just be in the community as a whole. In that major, they talk a lot about social work. They talk a lot about building stuff in the community, making your community a better place. And that's what I really enjoy to do. And now I'm at Louisville. I'm getting my master's in business administration just to get the business aspect of having a facility and having a business.
What was it about the program that really made you want to start that foundation?
Well, I went to high school with a lot of foster kids and just kids who didn't grow up like I did. Like I grew up in a two-parent home, a family that really loved me. And just going to high school with people in foster care and people who didn't have the same family that I had, just 5 years later, people are either dead or they're in jail. So last year, I came up with the idea of coming up with EYP, and that's what it really started. And I just believe that if I start that, I can help kids who are in foster care or kids who don't come from a good background, just to let them know and motivate them, to let them know that anything and everything is possible through hard work and just determination.
And TJ, outside of football, what has been your favorite part about college?
Man, I would say my favorite part of college is just being getting to know people, building relationships. I'm in my major, FYCS, Family Community Sciences. I got to meet a lot of great people, have built relationships with professors, and just meet a lot of good people that want to do great things as well in the community, or even they chose a different career path, like they want to become doctors or lawyers, and seeing how that affects them, how the major that we chose affects them on their road in life.
TJ, because this is your last year, NFL is in sight. Have you started meeting with agents, and is there anyone helping you with this?
I haven't started to meet with any agents. I have not. I'm just focused on the season, man. My main thing is this year I have a lot to prove, and I didn't play last year, didn't start anything. So I'm just ready to show NFL GMs, NFL coaches that I am for real and that I'm a great leader. I'm a great player, and I can help them win football games at the next level.
Since we're talking about scouts and GMs, what would you want them specifically to know about your football game to be like, all right, we want TJ McCoy on our roster for the future?
I mean, number one, I'm a leader, so I'm a motivator. So they know that every time I step on that field, they know the whole offensive line is ready to go. Secondly, I know the game. I'm a smart football player. I know things that go into fronts, blitzes, coverages, all those things. And the third thing I'd like them to know is that I compete. Every snap, I compete. And being an undersized guy, I don't think it's a weakness. I believe I have great leverage to get under people. And, you know, I just play with a chip on my shoulder.
TJ, have you thought about signing an NFL contract? And what would be the first thing that you would do with your signing bonus?
Well, the first thing I would like to do with my signing bonus is probably invest it or buy a house or something, buy some real estate. I believe that if you're in this country and you don't own real estate, you're not doing the right thing. So that would probably be the first thing I would do. I would love to buy my parents something, of course, but that's probably what my dad, that's probably the advice my father would give me. My parents aren't selfish people, so they're probably like, man, you need to make sure you get your house at best. You know what I'm saying? So whenever I'm financially stable to buy certain things, then I will buy things for my family. But I'm sure my dad will want me to do something smart with my money, and my mom as well.
And your dad, having played in the league, how has he helped you with this entire process of potentially being that there's an NFL future in sight?
I mean, he's been great. My dad's my best friend, and just throughout this whole process, he's always been telling me to keep God first, and that's what we've been leaning on. Just through everything we've been through my college career, he's been there for me. And, you know, he's told me little things about how to make it to the next level, little things I need to do about watching film, doing extra work, having a good relationship with your coaches, and just doing the little things right on and off the field. My dad tells me everything's connected. And if you're not doing right in one area in your life, it's going to show. So in my last year of football, I just want to do everything right on the field, off the field, and just show NFL scouts and just prove it to myself that I can do it. So my dad's been a great mentor, a great role model, and a great friend for me throughout my college career.
For any rising high school football player, TJ, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
One advice I would give to them is don't get caught up in the hype. Yes, go to camps. That's something I did not know to do. Go to the college camps. Try to get invited to Nike camps and do well. But the one thing I would say is get your grades and have good film, because you can do well at the camps. And if your film's not up to your camp performance, the college coaches won't think twice to choose another guy who just has better film. So that'd be my advice to them. And always stay humble. And just remember, once you get to that next level in college, stay the same and keep working hard to do even greater things in college.
That was TJ McCoy. We really appreciate you letting us in on a little bit of your story, and we can't wait to see you playing this year and hopefully on Sundays. Thanks again.
Thank you, TJ. Have a great one. Thank you.